The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
And that was the lovely guitar work in the style of Django Reinhardt by Gabriel Pelly of the Onyx Club Boys, who will be opening for Los Lonely Boys at the Art Center on Wednesday, October 17th. Welcome to the Art Spot, Gabriel.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how long have the Onyx Club Boys been playing around?
Well, as that particular group, several years. Although Dave Smith and I have been playing together, playing gypsy jazz together for a couple more years before that. And then we got Jonathan Henderson in on upright bass and Dan Hall on the drums, and we became the Onyx Club Boys.
Excellent. Well, that name, I assume, would be a homage to Stuff Smith, the man with the 5 foot reefer.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That would be that would be him. He was probably one of my favorite jazz fiddlers from the 30s. African American fiddle player based in New York, and his band played at the Onyx Club for many years.
Yeah. And his big hit, or at least the song he's most remembered for now, would be If You're a Viper.
Yep, that would be one of them. We play a couple of his. It Ain't Right is another one.
Yeah.
And my favorite is I Hope Gabriel Likes My Music.
Yes, I wondered why you would like that particular tune. But, you know, when I was a kid in the 60s, you'd still occasionally see him on TV sometimes in those rare moments when jazz would get featured on television. And he passed away just about 45 years ago, right a week or two before Woody Guthrie died.
Yeah, I did not know that.
In sixth fall of 67. How did you, and you can fiddle like Stefan and play guitar like Django, how did you discover this music that many people trace back to the Hot Club of Paris?
Well, I believe it was kind of a happy accident. I was at Weaver Street at the Hot Bar, and an acquaintance of mine at the time came up to me and asked if I wanted to play fiddle in his gypsy jazz band that he was putting together. And I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And I just fell in love with the music and have been playing it ever since.
Did you have a notion of what gypsy jazz was before that invitation was proffered?
Maybe like deep down inside in my heart, but not really, not in this lifetime, no. That was kind of my first exposure.
Yeah, late in his life, Grappelli played here in Chapel Hill at the Paul Green Theater and actually was an usher. I had some function at that show in return for my ticket. I remembered he had an upright bass player with him. We had a full-size upright bass with a indestructible case for that bass that was backstage, which caused me intelligently to ask, why is there an outhouse in the backstage? But then later I learned that it was the latest in cases for the full-size bass, which is a enormous instrument. Most people see a three-quarter bass and think that's a full size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you play in other bands besides the Onyx Club Boys.
I do. My main band is The Old Ceremony. We're a rock and roll band based here, but we travel all over the country and other countries, too.
Indeed, and certainly The Old Ceremony is an exceptionally successful band that, even though you describe it as rock and roll, has an appreciation for an understanding of various forms of roots music. I know the last time you were at the Cradle, you had the great old blues man John D. Holman with you all, and that says a lot to me.
Thanks. Yeah, he was wonderful. We like to use our Cat's Cradle shows as showcases for musicians that we really enjoy personally, and try to offer them our audience for a short while.
Indeed. What pieces particularly appeal to your or styles within gypsy jazz? You took to the music pretty quickly, it sounds like, once you got exposed to it. What drew you in about the music?
I think just the romanticism behind it, the sentimentality, and just felt very, it also felt both familiar and exotic at the same time. And the two songs that I played were both French musettes, which were, they were French folk music before gypsy jazz came along, very popular music in Paris around turn of the century, so 1900s, and they would fill huge dance halls and dance like crazy to these French musettes, these waltzes. And both of the songs I played were such pieces. And that was one of the main ingredients in gypsy jazz. So the French musettes, along with traditional gypsy music and American swing music.
Yeah. So that would be very much the sounds that especially Grappelli would have been picking up on as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
With the musettes, and that was a lovely guitar piece, and we'll hear the fiddle piece in the second segment of today's Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9. We will be back right after this with more from Gabriel Pelly of the Onyx Club Boys, who will be opening on October 17th for Los Lonely Boys at the Arts Center in Carver. And welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9 and chapelborough.com. We're visiting today with Gabriel Pelly of the Onyx Club Boys, who will be opening for Los Lonely Boys at the Arts Center on Wednesday, October 17th. And then I believe you'll be playing right down the street on Sunday,
correct,
the 20th.
At Weaver Street Market, outdoors, 11 a.m.
And as we heard, the hot bar at Weaver Street Market took you to the hot club of Paris.
And, yeah, coming full circle.
Where you fell in love with this music. Tell us about the Onyx Club Boys CD.
Well, it's recently recorded, and we are in the process of getting the album art together. And should be hopefully out in a month or two.
Great. Just in time for the holiday buying season.
Exactly.
There's no gift like the gift of gypsy jazz, especially from our own local group that is making lovely music. If you go to their Reverb Nation site, you can hear some of their sounds, like on Swing 48 and other tunes, that show just how serious and strong a gypsy jazz group they are. It seems like in the 20-some years since Stefan Grappelli's passing that the music keeps winning over new devotees just like yourself.
Yeah, I feel like it's really getting a lot more mainstream popularity. There are festivals sprouting all over the world. The main Gypsy Jazz Festival is in France, in Saint-Moi-sur-Seine. And this is a tiny little town where Django Reinhardt retired to and would go fishing on the river. And he died there, too. And ever since then, they've had an annual gathering of gypsies to begin with from all over Europe would convene, camp out, jam. It's kind of like the Merle Fest of gypsy jazz. And I hope to attend this summer.
Excellent. That should be a lot of fun. What are some of your favorite performances with the Onyx Club Boys?
Well, I would say any performance where there's dancers. It's just so much fun to play for dancers. I feel like that the music, you know, gypsy jazz and swing is just so entwined with dancing that it feels like it's really complete when there's a crowded dance floor out there. And so one of my favorites was last New Year's Eve at the Haw River Ballroom, which is a fantastic place if you haven't been there before. It's a renovated old factory, which is now a huge, beautiful space. And we played New Year's Eve there, and it was packed and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would have to be. That's generally out in my neighborhood, Saxapahaw, on the Haw River Ballroom. And that is a magnificent room out there. And you can see the Onyx Club Boys at the Arts Center opening for Los Lonely Boys on Wednesday, October 17th. And we'll actually continue with the Gypsy Jazz on Friday, October 19th with the John Jorgensen Quartet at the Arts Center. So two helpings of two of the finest Gypsy Jazz groups playing around today. And we're visiting today on the Art Spot with Gabriel Pelly from the Onyx Club Boys. And we will close out this segment with some of his fine fiddle playing, but we got a bit of time to talk before then. How did you come to be a fiddler? Did you start out with the violin?
I did. My parents got me into it. Apparently, I was just talking to my mom about this recently, and she said that I took a liking to music early on, and she wanted to get me into playing an instrument. And I grew up in Switzerland in the 70s, and at the time, music teachers wouldn't teach kids until maybe they were 9 or 10 years old. But she had heard about the Suzuki method for teaching violin to very young children. So she looked into that and signed me up, and I think I started when I was about 4 or 5.
Yeah, well, you've certainly developed your own style, but just regardless of what anyone says about the Suzuki method, you've learned it to become a violinist and now a fiddler playing gypsy jazz with the Onyx Club Boys, who will be opening for Los Lonely Boys at the Arts Center on October 17th. Tell us a little bit about the French Musette you're about to play for us on the violin.
Well, it's called Trois Tours de Piste. Three trips down the runway. I believe it might have something to do with the dance associated with it, but I'm not sure. And actually learned this one from David DiGiuseppe, an accordionist.
Excellent. Who lives not far from here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will enjoy Gabriel Pelly's fiddling, and we will be back after the music and a few announcements on the Art Spot.
lovely that grow from even them I was walking. And when she passes age of one, she passes goes, baby. When she walks, she like a sand by the springs, so cool and sway so gently. That when she passes age of one, she passes goes, walks on the sea. She looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tender, young and lovely, they grow for me, but now I go walking. And when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see. But she doesn't see.
The Onyx Club Boys with Up a Lazy River from their soon-to-be-released CD. And we've enjoyed having Gabriel Pelly from the Onyx Club Boys with us on the Art Spot today. What will the CD be called, Gabriel?
I'm not sure. You have any ideas for me?
Once I listen to it, then I'll come up with a title eventually. Maybe I'll have a title to tell you when y'all open for Lost Lonely Boys at the Arts Center on Wednesday, October 17th. We look forward to seeing you then, Gabriel.
Yeah, we can't wait to play at the Arts Center.
It will be a treat for us and for the audience. So that's on October 17th, which is a Wednesday. Next Saturday, October 13th, is Arts Center Honors. And we will be at the Friday Center, not at the Arts Center. We will have a special evening with great food from Giorgio's Hospitality Group, music by Grammy winner Janice Ian, keynote speech by Mayor Mark Shelton, and we will be honoring Bill and Ida Friday, GlaxoSmithKline, Ellie Kennard, Mary Duke Biddle Foundation, Earl and Rhoda Wynn family, Phil Nelson, Moses Carey, Fred Good, Transactors Improv Company, and Janice Ian. And for more information about Onyx Club Boys with Los Lonely Boys, Arts Center Honors, or any of our other great shows at the Arts Center, you can call 919-929-2787 or go to artscenterlive.org. And we'll see you next week on the Art Spot.